All right, ready to get into some serious music tech. We're taking a deep dive into WO2023214261A1 today.
Definitely going.
This patent is all about a new take on the palm mute for stringed instruments, and let me tell you.
It's pretty wild.
Seriously. Okay, so first things first, for anyone who hasn't touched a guitar since, like, middle school.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What even is palm muting? Why should we care?
So you know that chunky rhythmic sound, like in rock music or funk?
No, yeah.
Something's percussive, right?
Right.
You get that by resting your palm lightly on the strings, kind of near the bridge of the instrument.
So you're dampening the vibrations.
Exactly. Dampening those vibrations.
Okay, that chug-chug, kind of.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I've tried that, and as someone with, like, very limited guitar skills, it's way harder than it looks.
It's tricky, for sure.
My hand cramps up. It's hard to switch between muted and regular notes smoothly.
And that's a pain, switching back and forth.
Yeah, it's like patting your head and rubbing your stomach, but with a guitar.
I love that analogy.
Not easy.
No, not easy at all. And that awkwardness is a big part of what this patent is trying to solve. Like Michele, the inventor, he lists all these challenges musicians have with traditional palm muting. The weird hand positions, the difficulty of getting a clean, consistent sound.
Especially if you want to switch back and forth quickly.
Exactly. It can be a real struggle.
So how does he fix it? Break it down for us.
Okay, so picture this.
Yeah.
A small device, kind of shaped like a shallow U.
Okay.
And it sits right on the bridge of your instrument, whether it's a guitar, a bass, a mandolin, whatever.
Oh, interesting. It's called the body in the patent, right?
Yep, that's right, the body.
And I'm looking at figure one here. It's almost like it's hovering over the strings, but not actually touching them.
Exactly. So when it's just sitting there, it doesn't affect your sound at all, which is key.
Right. Got to keep that natural tone.
Absolutely. But here's where the magic happens. Figure two shows how when you put a little pressure on it with your palm, the whole thing pivots.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It pivots downward. So that little muffling element it has that extends down towards the strings that comes into contact and boom, muted sound.
And then let go and it just pops right back up.
You got it.
That's brilliant. No more weird hand contortions and it's practically instant.
Instant muting, instant unmuting.
You could switch from like a muted riff to a clear arpeggio without missing a beat.
Seamlessly.
I can see why musicians are going to love this.
Oh, yeah. It's a game changer for sure.
And it's not just about the speed, right? It's the control it gives you.
Huge. The control's amazing.
So there's this adjustable pin, and you can actually fine-tune the angle of that muffling element.
You got it. Fine-tune it to get the exact amount of dampening you want.
Wow. So it's like having a custom-tailored mute for your instrument and your style.
That's a great way to put it.
Because with some mutes, it's like, yeah, it muffles the sound, but it also makes everything sound kind of, I don't know, clunky.
Muffled. Out of tune, even.
Yes. And it defeats the whole purpose.
Exactly. You lose that clarity, that definition.
But this, it seems like Michele really cracked the code. You can find that sweet spot where you get the muting effect without sacrificing the, what do you call it?
The pitch, the tone.
Yes. That. It's like precision engineering, but for music.
Totally. It's that perfect blend of technical innovation and musicality.
So we're talking no more clunky, awkward mutes messing with your sound.
Nope, this is sleek, subtle.
It's barely there, but it gives you total control.
Total control, and that's what it's all about.
And the best part, you can take it off, put it back on whenever, no problem.
Exactly. No permanent modifications needed.
Which, for musicians who are really particular about their instruments.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a huge plus.
Huge. Nobody wants to mess with the integrity of their instrument, you know?
Okay, so we've got this elegant little mute, sits discreetly on the bridge, ready to go at a moment's notice.
Ready to rock.
But it gets even better. The patent also mentions an optional kit you can get.
Oh, yeah, the kit. Now, this is where it gets really interesting.
So tell me about it.
Well, it's all about taking things to the next level in terms of stability and customization. And for musicians, let me tell you,
those are key.
Absolutely key.
I'm looking at figures 3, 4, 5 here, and it looks like it includes these specially designed supports.
Yeah, like little saddles, almost.
That replace the standard ones on your instrument.
Exactly. So instead of just attaching the mute to your existing saddles, you've got these custom designed ones that are made to work perfectly with it.
I bet that makes a huge difference, especially for players who are really, you know, into it.
Oh, for sure.
Like those who are really laying into their instruments, really going at it.
The shredders.
Yeah.
The ones who are really hammering on those strings.
Exactly. They need that extra stability.
Absolutely. Because you don't want the mute flying off mid-song, right? Especially if you're switching between techniques, like super fast.
Right. So this kit gives you that confidence, knowing that no matter how hard you're playing,
it's not going anywhere.
It's not going anywhere.
It's as close to a permanent fixture as you can get without actually, you know, making any permanent changes.
Which is really cool.
It is really cool.
But it's not just about, like, durability.
Right. No, you're right.
It's about having options, being able to customize.
100%.
Different guitars, different string gauges, different playing styles. Like, this kit lets musicians tailor it to their needs.
That's the beauty of it.
Exactly. It's like having a bespoke suit, but for your guitar.
I like that analogy.
And the cool thing is, because these supports are designed to be removable, you're not stuck with one setup.
Nope. You can switch back to your original configuration whenever you want.
You really do have the best of both worlds.
Exactly. You can have your cake and eat it, too, with this kit.
And speaking of cake and eating it, too, did you catch that part about potentially making the mute out of biodegradable materials?
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Like, talk about a win-win.
Right. Good for the music. Good for the planet.
Innovative design meets, like, environmental consciousness.
Love it.
McKelly really thought of everything with this one.
It seems like he did. Yeah, he really did. It really is a neat detail.
It is.
And, you know, it got me thinking about the whole idea of, like, a customizable mute and all the possibilities.
Now, where are you going with this?
So we've been talking about palm muting.
Right.
But there are so many other cool techniques out there for stringed instruments.
Oh, tons. What are you thinking?
Well, what about finger picking? It's all about the subtle interplay between your fingers and the strings.
Super intricate.
Right. Mm-hmm. It takes years to master.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So what if, and just hear me out on this.
Okay, huh?
What if we can use this mute technology, but instead of just palm muting,
yeah,
we used it to actually replicate those finger picking patterns.
Oh, hold on. Like having a robotic finger picking assistant built into your guitar?
You're getting it.
That's wild.
Instead of having just one muffling element, imagine like a series of them, each one super tiny and precise.
Okay.
And they could dampen and release individual strings really fast, like in sequence.
Like mimicking what your fingers would do.
Exactly.
That's insane. And then, wait, take it a step further. What if you could control those like mini mutes, but with a foot pedal? Or even like a MIDI controller. So your hands are free to do other stuff while this thing is just nailing the finger picking.
You're getting it.
Oh, man, the possibilities.
Right. It's not even just about copying the techniques we already have. Mm. Think about the sounds you could create with, like, totally new patterns that, like, human fingers couldn't even physically play.
Okay, now I'm really on board. This could change everything. Classical guitars playing flamenco, banjos that sound like harpsichords. The possibilities are, like, endless.
That's what I love about digging into patents like this.
It's true.
They're like little seeds of inspiration. You know, you never know where they'll lead.
Totally. And speaking of inspiration, what about vibrato?
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
You know that wobbly, like, soulful sound you get on a string?
Yeah, rocking your finger back and forth.
Could we use this tech for that?
I don't see why not. Instead of a static muffling element, you need something that could apply pressure rhythmically.
Okay, so it's moving.
Yeah, like a tiny little oscillating arm creating that vibrato wobble.
Ooh, controlled by a similar mechanism to those vibrating toothbrushes.
Uh-huh, you're on fire today.
Uh-huh, thanks.
And think about it. You could have instruments that don't normally have vibrato. Suddenly, they can do it.
A banjo with vibrato, a ukulele playing the blues. Oh. We're like blurring the lines between acoustic and electronic, but without any electronics.
It's all mechanical.
Just pure ingenuity.
Pretty cool, right?
Okay, I know we're getting a little carried away here, but this is all just so exciting.
All right.
But let's be real. There have to be some challenges with actually making this stuff work.
Oh, absolutely.
It sounds pretty complex.
We're talking about some serious engineering.
Yeah.
Like, you'd need to factor in string tension, how sensitive it is, avoiding weird noises or resonance.
Right, because the last thing you want is your guitar sounding like a broken washing machine.
Exactly. And then you'd have to make it all tiny and still elegant, easy to use.
Oh, and don't forget affordable, because if it costs a fortune.
Right. Gotta be realistic.
Most musicians won't be able to afford it.
Yeah. Practicality is key. But, you know, if this palm muting mute patent shows us anything.
What's that?
It's that you can take even a simple idea and totally revolutionize it.
With a bit of creativity.
Exactly. A little creativity and a lot of ingenuity.
So true. Remember how we were talking about that optional kit?
The one with the customizable supports.
Yeah. And that adjustable pin.
Yeah. What about it?
How would that work with these, like, hypothetical finger-picking or vibrato devices we're dreaming up?
That's such a great question, because if we're talking about something as complex and nuanced as, like, finger-picking or vibrato, stability and customization are non-negotiable, you'd need a really solid connection to the instrument.
Gotta have that.
And the ability to fine-tune everything so it matches how the musician plays.
It's got to feel like an extension of their own hand, almost.
Exactly.
Otherwise, it's just going to be clunky and awkward, which defeats the whole purpose.
Right, it can't get in the way.
Exactly. And that's where the modular design of this Mute is so clever.
Totally.
It's like a blueprint for how to make a system that's both super durable, yes, but also adaptable so musicians can personalize it.
Make it their own.
Okay, so we've gone from a simple palm mute to talking about, like, unlocking a whole new world of possibilities.
A whole new frontier of music.
Seriously. But let's zoom out for a second.
Okay.
Big picture time. How could this kind of tech, if it becomes a reality, how could it change music as a whole?
That's a big question.
It is.
But it's a fascinating one to think about.
Yeah.
I mean, on the one hand, you could argue that it makes music more accessible.
Right. Because right now, if you don't have years to dedicate to mastering these techniques.
Right. Like finger picking or whatever.
You're kind of out of luck.
You're kind of stuck.
But imagine if anyone could experience that.
Just imagine.
It would be amazing. It could totally change music education, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Break down barriers for new musicians.
And lead to, like, a wave of new music.
Exactly.
Because people are experimenting with all these new sounds.
This is exciting. But on the flip side, some people might say that relying too much on technology takes away from the human element of music.
Right. Like, where does the artistry go?
Exactly. If you can just push a button and get a perfect finger-picking pattern, is it really playing anymore?
It's that age-old debate, isn't it?
Technology versus art.
Right. Augmentation versus authenticity.
And there's no easy answer.
No, not at all.
It's definitely a conversation worth having, especially as this tech gets even more advanced.
For sure.
But what about unintended consequences? Like, could this lead to all music starting to sound the same?
It's a valid concern, for sure.
If everyone has access to the same tools, will it stifle creativity?
It's possible, but personally.
Yeah.
I think human creativity is too powerful for that.
That's a good point.
I think, if anything, these tools will push musicians to find new and even more creative ways to express themselves.
Right. It's like you're giving a painter a new set of colors.
Exactly.
It doesn't change their vision, but it gives them more ways to express it.
And who knows what incredible music we'll hear because of it.
Okay, before we go fully down the rabbit hole here.
We can save that for another day.
I want to circle back to something you mentioned earlier, integrating a metronome or tuner into the Mute itself.
Oh, yeah. And the pedal board control.
It's like this thing is becoming less of a Mute and more like a Swiss Army knife for musicians.
A multi-tool for music.
Exactly.
Which begs the question, what else could we add?
Right. What other tech could we throw in there?
What if it could, like, analyze your playing in real time and adjust the sound based on what you're doing?
Or communicate with other devices so you've got this whole network of musical tools.
We're talking next-level interactive music making here.
This is mind-blowing stuff.
I know, right?
We started with a simple palm mute, and now we're talking about a potential revolution in how music is made.
It's pretty amazing when you think about it.
I know. It's really got those gears turning.
It does.
But, okay, for all you musicians listening, you're probably thinking, this is all cool, but how does it actually, like, make my playing better?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
It is.
So let's bring it back down to earth for a minute. This isn't just some, you know, futuristic fantasy. It's about solving real problems musicians deal with every day.
Right, like those moments when you're trying to palm mute.
Exactly.
Your hand just cramps up.
Or you can't quite get that smooth transition between muted and unmuted.
Yes. Or you're stuck with those clunky old mutes.
Oh, I know those mutes.
They're like attaching a brick to your guitar.
It's like, why even bother?
Yeah.
But this new sound dampener, it just eliminates those issues.
So it really is about, like, that seamless integration.
Exactly. Like, it's barely even there until you need it.
And the control it gives you is incredible. You're not sacrificing your tone, your tuning.
No compromises.
You can fine-tune everything to get that perfect sound.
With that adjustable pin.
It's like having a personal sound engineer living on your guitar bridge, like you said.
I love that image.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's removable, you know, it's not permanent.
Right, your guitar can breathe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Musicians will appreciate that.
Big time. So whether you're, like, already a pro or just starting out.
Doesn't matter.
This has the potential to change how you approach playing your instrument.
100%. Open up new possibilities.
Imagine jazz guitarists adding those little muted accents to chords.
Oh, yeah. Or classical musicians.
Creating new textures.
With a hint of vibrato.
Ooh, and what about songwriters?
Oh, I hadn't even thought about that, but...
Composing music specifically with those sounds in mind.
Wow, that's amazing. A whole new world of musical expression just waiting to be explored.
It really is exciting to think about. So, as we wrap things up today, we're left with this thought.
What's that?
If this seemingly simple sound dampener...
The humble mute, uh-huh.
Right. If it can inspire so much innovation, what other musical techniques are ripe for a makeover?
What other hidden gems are out there just waiting to be discovered? Keep those ears open, and who knows what musical magic you might create.
Couldn't have said it better myself. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
It's been a blast.